I said, hey man, we're gonna be in town. If we come do a deal on some cars segment, funny enough, I just got a car shop.
Looks like you really doubled down. It's a very good situation.
Yeah,
I'm selling. And said he was gonna, you know, make a life out of it. I guess he bought a shop, so that's exciting.
Cool.
That'll make fun.
Alright.
This is our first time coming to a car shop where it's like legitimately downtown.
Sick, you're dancing.
I'm excited.
We're
gonna try some coins. So we are here at Spokane Coin Exchange. It's not a coin exchange, it's a deep breath. You don't have to learn about coins. Kevin bought the coin exchange, which has been around since 1973, and he's turning it into a coin slash card shop.
That's incredible the way it kind of like dating.
We buy gold, you don't have your gold chains on, so it's not gonna matter.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey,
Dad.
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Too.
Thanks for having us in.
Yeah, anytime.
I never thought I'd use a gold dealer, but it's a good change of pace for you.
Yeah,
great place. I love the vibe.
I'm trying to make it into something. It was pretty rough when I got it.
Yeah, got that old school coin store been around for a million years, like, but the card.
Especially here, I mean, any city for that matter, it's hard to find like prime locations.
Yeah, sports card.
It's too high, huh?
I think it's a good vibe.
It's just different. You don't see the whole like traditional meshing with modern.
It's its own thing. It's like, I think, like I said earlier, I just think there's so much potential. The bones of the shop. Nobody gets to walk into a historic building like this with those safes and the brick wall. It's awesome.
Give us the rundown. Can you show me kind of what's happening? It's a toy shop, right?
Yeah,
so it wasn't set up like a sports car shop.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a safe full of silver and gold, the 100-ounce bars down there,
I like how you go straight to the safe. This is great.
Yeah, and then cards and collectibles in there.
So what is a gold and silver shop? As you might expect, it's a shop that focuses on buying and selling precious metals. The big draw for metals is that they double as a store of value and a decorative or useful item. It's not like a sports card that ultimately is just a piece of cardboard. And the value is derived from what we think it's worth. I'm really curious to see how much of this overlaps with what Kevin might already know about sports cards.
Look at this. I mean, feel it.
Oh, gosh.
Now, what exactly is that? What's
100 ounce. That's about $2,600.
Okay, and that's 100 ounce, too.
Yeah. If you can get the older, like, mint marks and stuff, they're worth a little more. So you kind of catch a premium, you know, like, upgraded card or something.
Yeah, is this an older mint mark?
No, that one, it's older, but it's not collectible, really.
So if someone walks in your door carrying this in one hand and a Jordan rookie in the other hand, what do you get most excited? Oh, yeah, obviously it's that one. What do you get most excited? Well, I think you ever reach a point where that'll get you more excited?
If it was gold, yeah. Yeah, 100 ounces of gold would definitely do it. So.
Hey, I got a question, Tyler. What weighs more, 100 ounces of gold or 100 ounces of silver?
Fucking silver, right?
It weighs the same. The
exact same.
It's 100 ounces.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez. You got me.
Just put out collectible cool stuff for everybody to see. There's this Shaquille O'Neal's real shoe. It's autographed on the front and found a cool card to go in there.
Okay.
Did you meet Jack?
No, ordered from Fanatics. They only had like about, I think, 50 of them. So I got one. Yeah.
But you have that shot.
That's true. Yes. It meets Jack.
You know, this shoe still got me going. I mean, look at this guy. Just look at this. That's just
what size shoe do you wear?
So I'm an 11. And I'm like, I mean, that's just amazing.
It doesn't look like a 22 should be that much bigger than an 11.
It's like a ski to you.
I mean, that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
So what else is going on here? Was there stuff on the walls when you moved in?
Paintings. Lots of paintings and dust.
And dirt. So you were on your hands and knees and scrubbing?
I've been scrubbing for about 4 months. It finally feels a little better. You can touch stuff now, so that's good.
Wow.
It's covered in dirt.
I wouldn't have guessed that. You've done a really good job with that.
I've been trying. I still got to get the top of the windows.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So what's your vision then? I mean, do you want to keep the old school look? Kind of half coins, half cards?
Yeah, I want it to be trying to just have a nice, fun place to hang out downtown.
Oh, brother, man. So do you expect to get a lot of walk-in traffic because of your location, or you're going to have to advertise more?
As of right now, it's only been walk-in, and I might shout it out a few times somewhere, but it's just relaxing doing cars.
Walk-in because of sports cars, or walk-in because of